Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. And we get to dive into the deep revelation in the Word of God. So I'd like to specially welcome you all back. Today is the fourth day in the month of January 2024. It's a beautiful new day and we are here with our hearts of gratitude. It's a new year. It's the weekend and we are still in the atmosphere of the celebration of the new year, and we are filled with joy that the Lord has been our source through it all. So I want you, in whatever capacity you are in right now, wherever you are, I want you to just lift up your voices or just appreciate the King of Glory in your hearts. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on this show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let somebody out there know that it is time for a devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we will be looking at a topic that says, All Things New, Part 2. All Things New, Part 2. Our aim today is taken from Hymn 5 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 5, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Genesis chapter 13 to chapter 17. Genesis from chapter 13 to chapter 17. Our memory verse today is taken from Psalm 40, verse 3. Psalm 40, verse 3, which says, And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Our memory verse once again is taken from Psalm 40, verse 3. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Isaiah chapter 43, from verse 18 to 22. Isaiah chapter 43, from verse 18 to 22. From verse 18 it reads, Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. to drink to my people, my chosen, these people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise, but you have not called upon me, O Jacob, and you have been weary of me, O Israel. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, today I will be concluding my discussion on letting go of all the old things that can limit God from doing new things in your life. I pray that nothing will hinder the new things God has planned for you this year in Jesus' name. For 430 years, the children of Israel were in captivity in Egypt, like we see in Exodus chapter 12, verse 40. They were in bondage under Pharaoh and the Egyptians until one night when God decided to bring them out. God did a new thing and a nation was born in one day. God is not bound by time or any limitations around us. He said in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27, that nothing is too hard for him to do. God can do new things in strange ways that will cause men to marvel at his great wonders. It is in the realm of men that we say that there is nothing new. After all, Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 says that there is nothing new under the sun. However, God dwells above the sun. He dwells in the heavens. Yes, he dwells in the heavens and does as he pleases. Like you see in Psalm 115, verse 3. Now, God says that he will make all things new. There are certain things he expects from a fellow who is about to enter into his newness. As I mentioned yesterday, God will not put old wine in new wineskins. Like we say in Luke chapter 5 from verse 37 to 39. Thus, if you are going to enter into the new things that God has in store for you this year, you must be prepared to reposition yourself. The question, however, is how can you position yourself for the new things that God wants to do in your life? You can reposition yourself through persistent prayers. Jesus once told the story of a widow who wanted a total turnaround in her life. For a long time, she had been tormented by her adversary, and she kept going to the judge for help. A persistent visit eventually made the judge arise and help her. Jesus told the story to emphasize the importance of persistent prayers in changing things. Like we see in Luke chapter 18 from verse 1 to 5. Prayer births new things, all levels. It is like a pot in which new things are cooked before they are served. Beloved, don't let the adversary keep you trapped in your old level. Cry unto God like the Israelites, and he will surely do a new thing in your life, like we see in Exodus chapter 3. From verse 7 to 8, engage the power of prayer to enter into your new things that God has prepared for you and your family in this new year. Today's Open Heaven comes to the prayer point that says, Father, please give me the grace to be persistent in prayer until I receive all the things you have prepared for me and my family in Jesus' name. Father, please give me the grace to be persistent in prayer until I receive all the new things you have prepared for me and my family in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing, if today's Open Heaven, the fourth day in the month of January 2025, if it has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.facepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you would like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. every morning, 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows lined up for you throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, inspiring, and entertaining. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God. Do remain blessed. Bye-bye.